didn't limit it only to Scripture. Again, this was chipping away at my foundational understanding of sola scriptura. Well, then a fourth verse that I never saw before. this one came from my friend Scott. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. Oh, I wish I could express to you how I felt when I first saw this verse. It goes like this. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Well, first of all, you've got to understand something. As an evangelical Protestant, I didn't use the word tradition very often. I looked at those verses that would say, don't lean on the traditions of man, avoid traditions. And that's one of the reasons why during the Protestant Reformation and after that, the idea of a trustworthy tradition was cast out. The church was cast out, tradition was cast out. The only thing left was Scripture. But Paul says to hold on to the traditions. And there's a number of scriptures that, again, I hadn't seen, where Paul emphasizes the need to hold to the traditions, hold to what they had been taught. In fact, back up just a little bit. I mentioned 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The verses right before, Paul says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The sacred writings, again, are the Old Testament he's referring to there. But more importantly, he's telling Timothy to hold to what he had learned, what he had been taught, the tradition, the collection of the apostolic teachings. And this verse in 2 Thessalonians 2:15 says, so then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Whoa. By word of mouth or by letter. Sacred tradition is both. The oral tradition that Christ taught his apostles, that they then taught their followers, that they ordained as bishops and priests, what was passed on orally and then in a written form. And in fact, when you read the letters of Paul, you realize his preferred message of delivering the truth was orally. It was only because he would run into problems in churches that he couldn't visit that he had to use a letter. Otherwise, he taught them orally. Most of the Christian faith in the early days of the church was taught by word of mouth, not by letter. So the problem with sola scriptura is truncating the message of the gospel proclaimed by Christ to his apostles and passed on, guarded by the Holy Spirit in the church. When you go with sola scriptura, you truncate the truth only to the written word. I used to always use myself, and I've heard many times when someone challenges a Catholic teaching, they want to say, where is that in the Bible? And the truth is, where does it say in the Bible that it's got to be in the Bible? If the Bible is the only sole witness to truth, then it should say that. And it doesn't. It also doesn't say that every truth that you have to believe has to be in there. But in fact, the Scriptures witness to the fact that the tradition, as taught by the apostles, was passed on orally and written. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have taught you. That was the great commission Christ gave to his apostles in Matthew 28. He didn't tell them to write it down in a book. He told them to teach and pass on the apostolic faith. Whoa. I found myself in my own journey recognizing that the Bible is inspired. It is our gift from God. The canon is inspired. But on the other hand, it isn't intended to be the sole foundation for truth. Scripture says the church is. But which church? And that left me. I loved Jesus. I wanted to follow him. But how could I discern of all the doctrines, all the opinions out there, what was truth? And what I recognized was necessary was a trustworthy authority. An authority that was given by God to lead us into truth, Scriptures say the church. Which church? Well, there's a verse in Scripture.